the rest of the story. Little Joe called him Uncle Harry and Aunt Rosa, although neither was related to him. For the retired naval officer and his wife had been paid to take the child into their home and to serve as foster parents in the absence of Joey's real mother and father. It had been a difficult decision for the latter, leaving a youngster not yet six in the care of strangers while pursuing a career out of the country. But Joey needed to know his native England, Father decided, even more than he needed his mother and dad. He was almost certainly wrong. For as long as kind Uncle Harry was alive, Joey thrived. But when after a while too short, the old mariner passed away, the little boy found himself at the mercy of Aunt Rosa and her own teenage son, and neither was at all merciful. And thus did the house at Southsea become a lonely prison for all but orphaned Joey. As he was by nature too talkative for Aunt Rosa's liking, she grew determined to hush him up by any means necessary. So she terrified him with vivid descriptions of hell, assuring him that he was headed there. She and her son also beat the child regularly for stealing food from the cupboard, for asking questions, for telling stories. Well, then one day, after getting an unsatisfactory report card in school, the youngster threw it away, claiming he had never received it in the first place. His deceit was quickly discovered, and after a terrible thrashing, he was sent through the streets of town with a placard around his neck reading Liar, L-I-A-R. Soon it was learned that Joey's poor performance in school was the result of poor eyesight. So he was fitted with eyeglasses, and that solitary shred of good fortune became a little boy's salvation. For when his father, from far off India, sent Joey a box full of books, the child eagerly consumed them, one after another, indulging in adventure after adventure. For once upon an otherwise intolerable youth, there was a bespectacled little bookworm whom the whole world would come to revere as a man's man, for his writing, mostly. He would spend 5 long years in foster care, the travails of which he was to describe in a now famous story called Ba Ba Black Sheep. But you were there to witness a future author's escape from Southsea, borne across oceans on the sails of printed pages. An evaluation of his art record suggests that he may have replaced Alfred Lord Tennyson in England's heart, and that he was the first Englishman to receive the Nobel Prize for Literature. The first Englishman to receive the Nobel Prize for Literature. So please, from now on, when you think of him, I hope you'll envision a small child beaten and humiliated and fleeing through reading. A little boy middle named for an English lake beside which his parents had honeymooned, Lake Rudyard. That's right. You may have wondered at the frequent brutality, even the cruelty, in the extraordinary writings of Joseph Rudyard Kipling. But now you know the rest of the story.